It's Wednesday, the 5th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Transnamib has dismissed corruption allegations related to a 2 billion Namibia dollar deal for new locomotives. The state-owned railway company's CEO Desmond van Jaarsveld says the procurement process was handled by the Central Procurement Board, thus ensuring transparency. The company's spokesperson Abigail Raubenheimer defended its decision to standardize with General Electric locomotives for improved efficiency.
The direct procurement process is being independently managed by the Central Procurement Board of Namibia, who approved and commenced the bidding process on the 14th of October 2024. And this comes after Transnamib successfully met all the conditions to access the funding on the 30th of September 2024. The Central Procurement Board of Namibia is the only authorized entity allowed to engage with the manufacturer. Equally important to note is that once the process has been finalized by the Central Procurement Board of Namibia, the lending institutions will also review and verify to ensure that the process was competitive.
The Economic and Social Justice Trust has published an article discussing the impact of global trade agreements like the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement and EU Economic Partnership on Namibia's economic diversification and industrialization. The article explores how trade agreements can help address challenges like market fluctuations, limited job creation, and insufficient value addition. Here's Leonard Nakawa, who is a political analyst at the Trust.
Our country depends heavily on mining, but this is very risky because prices fluctuate and they often go up and down, and it does not create enough jobs too. That's why we need to develop other industries like the manufacturing sectors, farming, and renewable energy. In our research, we examine how these trade agreements can help Namibia by opening new markets. So to fully benefit from these agreements, Namibia has to strengthen its industries and also address these barriers. So with the right investment and trade policy, Namibia can reduce its dependence on mining and build a stronger and more diverse economy.
Cape Town Mayor Gordon Hill-Lewis is calling on President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce reforms to the management of ports, passenger rail and policing in his State of the Nation address. South Africa's president is expected to deliver his address to the country in Cape Town tomorrow evening.
We'll be closely watching President Ramaphosa's speech for updates on greater private sector involvement in running the Port of Cape Town, more policing powers for municipal officers to help SAPS fight gang, gun and drug crime, and the president's commitment to urgently devolving Cape Town's passenger rail operations for the city to run.
Meanwhile, the country's presidency says the theme for tomorrow's State of the Nation address is a nation that works for all. Spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the address aligns with South Africa's commemoration of 30 years of democracy and its G20 presidency.
The president will outline the task of the government of national unity in implementing the three strategic priorities of the medium-term development plan, namely driving inclusive growth and job creation, reducing poverty and tackling high cost of living, and building a capable and developmental state.
And police in Sweden say they are still trying to determine the motivation of a shooter that opened fire at a school complex, killing 10 people. Trent Murray has the latest.
Sweden's Prime Minister has described the incident as the worst mass shooting in his country's history, after 11 people died, including the gunman. The shooting happened at an adult education centre in the city of Örebro. It's about 125 miles from the capital, Stockholm. Police say the shooter had two weapons, but have not disclosed whether or not he had a gun licence. Six people remain in hospital, two of them in intensive care. Investigators say they're still trying to determine the motivation of the shooter. The incident has shocked Sweden, where gun violence in schools is considered very rare.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.